From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Underneath Berlin lies a network of tunnels and bunkers built as protection against the Allied bombings of World War II. Now, more than a half century after the war's end, Berliners who hid in those shelters are speaking out about the terror of the U.S. and British bombardments. It's a significant shift for Germans, who for decades were reluctant to call themselves victims of a war they started. And as NPR's Emily Harris reports, this new interest in the war's impact on civilians has boosted German opposition to the U.S.-led war in Iraq.
Go through an ordinary-looking door in an ordinary Berlin subway station, and you can enter a different world.
Welcome to the Second World War.
The air smells old inside this bomb shelter. Papers, beds, and suitcases are arranged the way they were when this was still an air raid shelter. Hundreds of Germans shuffle through here on regular weekend tours run by a group dedicated to preserving the history of Berlin's underground. For many visitors, it's all new, but Helga Marek has come back for the first time since she was 6 years old.
Wir wohnten genau gegenüber in der Badstraße.
We lived just across the street, and when there was an alarm, my mother would grab our suitcase and gas mask and bring us to this bunker. We sat here and listened to all the noise. When the bombs hit, the air pressure waves were so strong they knocked us over. I don't think people who just come on the tour can imagine what it was like to be in our place.
It might be hard to imagine, but more and more Germans are trying. One, Natalie Singer, created a radio documentary about the bunkers based on Berliners' memories. She says it's important for young Germans to understand what their parents and grandparents went through.
Because they feel it in a way, or they have problems with their grandparents. The whole family structure in Germany is destroyed because of all this war thing, in a way. You don't speak about it, or you accuse them about what happened. But to be there and to realize the things, how they happened, make you more understand.
Singer suggests what it might have been like in her documentary. One old woman told Singer how the bombs fell and fell, then stopped. But everyone was too afraid to go outside. Then she remembered how Russian soldiers took away young girls. She said she heard them screaming, but the girls never came back. For decades, talking publicly about Germans as victims of World War II has been taboo. But last summer, Nobel laureate Günther Grass published a novel based on the true story of a ship carrying thousands of Germans, mostly civilians, that the Soviets sank. Last fall, a new history called The Fire was published. It describes the bombings that destroyed German cities and lives in excruciating detail. Author Jörg Friedrich says 75,000 children died, 40,000 boys and 35,000 girls.
Those 75,000 children didn't gas the Jews and didn't attack Poland and didn't march into the Soviet Union. Hitler, the one responsible, with his cronies, had to put the gun in his mouth to perish from this world. Those who were punished in this total warfare were not responsible, and most of the responsible ones couldn't be punished. This is the situation till today. You have the terrorist and the dictator, and then you have the people. And militarily, it's much more easy to get the people.
He may sound like an opponent of the bombing of Baghdad, but historian Friedrich actually supports the military action against Saddam Hussein. He says chemical and biological weapons, if ever used, would wreak the same kind of carnage as the firebombings of World War II.
Well, you cannot breathe like in the burning cities. Everybody in a certain district is killed. So, these weapons of mass destructions are the true heritage of incendiary campaigns.
Friedrich's book is highly critical of Allied tactics against Germany, so much so he claims potential English-language publishers are reluctant to translate it for fear of besmirching the honor of U.S. and British pilots. And although Friedrich himself supports the military action against Iraq, his book and other documentaries are fueling this country's collective memory of war and widespread opposition to the war in Iraq. Emily Harris, NPR News, Berlin.